listening to New England Public Radio News. I'm Adam Frenier, and this is the shortlist, NEPR's Week in Review. And with us today are Rick Hurst, publisher of the African American Point of View, and Chris Collins, columnist with the Greenfield Recorder. Welcome to you both.
Hello.
Good to be here.
This week, Springfield Mayor Dominic Sarno, along with community members, came out against social media comments made by one of the city's police officers, Patrolman Conrad LaRiviere. He mocked demonstrators who were run down in Charlottesville. More than 2,000 people have signed a petition calling for LaRiviere to be fired. The police commissioner says an internal investigation will take place, and Mayor Sarno made his feelings clear.
If you're going to make these type of comments, maybe you should look for another career path. I know they have a difficult job to do, but this was a tragic event. I don't want to hear about sarcasm or humor type thing on that. That's bullshit, part of my language.
Now, for his part, LaRiviere told Mass Live he made a, quote, stupid comment and that he is not a racist. So, Rick, what do you think about the way city officials are handling this so far?
Well, I understand why they're handling it the way they're handling it, but to be frank with you, you know the guy really screwed up in a big way. But it was a dumb comment, and I'm certain he is very, very sorry right now. And I don't really think that they ought to focus on him, because what he is simply a product of a bigger problem that the city has. He's not the first one who's made silly comments.
And what is that bigger problem, Rick?
I just think that they need some sensitivity training. They need some folks on the police force who are more in tune with what the city is all about. That's all. I mean, I don't think it's a very big deal. I just think it's been ignored.
Chris, in the Central Mass community of Dudley, the town's highway superintendent there this week was suspended for using a racial slur on social media to describe a CNN political commentator. Do cities and towns need to come up with clear guidelines for social media use by their employees?
I think it wouldn't be a bad idea. I think that there are some communities that have that. I think, you know, anybody can say what they want, and I'm all for free speech and the right to express yourself even on social media. But if you're in a position of responsibility, either in a highway department or especially a police officer, you've got to be held to a higher standard, I think. If your job is to protect the public or be involved with the public, you can't run around and blow your stack like this and not have repercussions attached to it.
Meanwhile, Red Sox owner John Henry this week told the Boston Herald that he wants the ball club to lead the effort to change the name of Yawkey Way, the street where Fenway Park is located. It's named after former Red Sox owner, the late Tom Yawkey. Under his more than 40 years of ownership, the Red Sox were the last team to integrate and passed on a chance to sign Jackie Robinson. Henry says he's haunted by the Yawkey legacy when it comes to race. Rick, I know you have some very strong feelings about the Red Sox and its history. What do you think about John Henry's comments?
I think it's great, and I think it's consistent with a lot of other things he's done since he took over. Yawkey was a bigot's bigot. I mean, extremely bigoted. And he didn't just not hire Jackie Robinson, but when Jackie Robinson came for a workout, he said, get that in off the field. So, I mean, I know what Yawkey is about. And anybody who knows anything about the history knows what it's about. I'm pleased that they're going to change the name of Yawkey Way. I've written about it many times, and I've said that was the shadow that was being cast over good work that Henry and Lucchino have done, including making up for a lot of what happened to Jackie Robinson by going to Congress and getting them to give an award to Robinson for what he has done. I mean, I think that the Henry folks have been really good.
The Yawkey Foundations, which to this day have donated $450 million to various nonprofits and other groups, say it's disheartened by any effort to embroil the Yawkey name in recent controversies. Chris, where do you stand on this?
Well, I think there's a big difference between charting history and glorifying history. And we see the same thing with a lot of these monuments that are coming down. You know, you're never going to change the legacy of what Tom Yawkey was as a person, as a bigot. His legacy as a ball club owner is what it is. But I think keeping the name on that street, I think for a lot of people, reminds us, especially in today, what's happening on today, that there was just a lot of bad things that happened. I don't have a problem with them changing the street name. I don't know what they're going to change the name to. I kind of wonder why Henry's haunted about it now. I mean, he's owned the team for quite a while. Why is this just coming up now? Is it because of what happened in Charlottesville? Is it because of what's happening in the national discussion. Whatever. I mean, change it. And change it to something that's going to be, you know, I wouldn't mind seeing Jackie Robinson way.
That's a good idea. But Henry has been bothered by it for some time. It's just a great time to deal with it.
Yeah, I agree.
In Greenfield this week, the town council there rejected a proposed ordinance that would have made it a so-called safe city for immigrants. It would have, among other things, said police can't ask people about their immigration status unless it has to do with a criminal matter. There's already an executive order on the books by Mayor Bill Martin doing much of this. Chris, I know you watched this meeting, you wrote about it, and it sounds like it was a rather emotional night in Greenfield.
It was one of the most intense meetings that I've ever been part of. I think the reason it didn't pass is a couple of reasons. One, I think there's an ideological split on that town council, and conservatives feel like this was too much, that the mayor's executive order was enough, plus the ordinance wasn't written exactly well. And I think even though they were trying to amend it on the floor, the majority of councilors felt like it wasn't the right move. I know that a lot of people in the community feel differently, and they voiced their opinions. I think what the great thing about it is everybody was in that room wants to create a safer, better Greenfield, and that's a good place to start.
Rick, debates on safe or sanctuary city policies have played out in towns and cities across the region, including Springfield. One challenge in covering this is general confusion over federal and state laws. Are we ever going to find some clarity in all of this?
I don't think anytime soon we're not going to find any clarity, and I don't think that's so bad. I don't think that the law is clear. No matter how you look at it, the feds say that we have obligations at the local level to meet their requirements, and we say we don't, and I don't know what the answer is. Until the Supreme Court deals with the issue, I don't think we can be certain what's going to come out of it. I do believe that the locals should have a right to not have to do the work of the immigration officials.
I would submit to you that the executive order and the policy in place with the Greenfield Police Department makes it pretty clear that they won't do that. So
I thought that you made that clear in your article, by the way.
Thank you very much.
All right. Rick Hurst, publisher of the African American Point of View, and Chris Collins of the Greenfield Recorder, thank you so much for joining us today.
You're more than welcome.
Thanks.
And for all of you loyal listeners of The Shortlist, the crew here will be on vacation for the next couple of weeks. But fear not, we'll be back on September 8th with a new version. And in the meantime, you can go to NEPR.net or wherever you get podcasts to catch up on past editions of The Shortlist, NEPR's Week in Review. I'm Adam Frenier, and this is New England Public Radio.